Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 29th of February. I've been fortunate enough to have a catch-up with Jim Williams. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So, we've seen over the last week or so since we last spoke that you've made an announcement on the potential to move the business forward with a new acquisition. Do you want to give us an overview of that?
Yeah, well, we've had two RNS announcements in this last week. The first one is the change of the Nomad, onwards and upwards. And the second one, more importantly, is the RNS regarding the letter of intent or MOU, call it what you want, with a private BVI company called TNM Mining, Tierra Nueva Mining. So I'm well known to them. I partly formed the company with two other guys going back maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I'm now a minority shareholder because I haven't kept up with the financial inputs like everyone else has. But they've got some excellent properties, half a dozen properties right in the heart of northern Zacatecas. And most of the properties are right next door in some places contiguous with Goldcorp's Peñasquito project. So, look, potentially a massive upside. Let's go through the motions.
All right. So, one of the things that I notice investors seem to catch on to these days is when a company changes advisors. Often, this is when we look to appoint new brokers. It's generally a flag and a signal that a company's going to rush to do a cash call. You guys have raised some capital. Could you kind of put investors' minds at rest that you don't have any immediate intentions to do that?
We don't have any immediate intention to raise any more money. I mean, with this last fundraising, which was all organized by Beaufort and a guy called John Bellis in Pacific in particular, we raised, with the management input, about £800,000. And there's a warrant at 1.5p. So what we would like to do now is, if we can get the share price up to 1.6, 1.7p plus, I reckon a lot of the funds who came in would actually exercise the 1.5p warrants. And if that's the case, that would bring another £1 million in the treasury, which would be good. So, there's no immediate plan to raise any more money. We have enough money, theoretically, for the next 12 months. But it's a catch-22, Doc. I mean, if you want to go and explore in detail, that takes money. If we do nothing, of course, we can make the money last even longer. But I'm sure every investor who put money in the last month wants to see this company move in the right direction.
Yeah, so it's a little bit like the chicken and the egg, but we know where we need to be to move the business forward. I think if you've got that scenario or situation where, and I'm being a bit cheeky and presumptive here, where you believe that the share price will react positively enough for the warrant holders to actually want to exercise their option, and that should then, propel the company forward and add additional firepower to the business, then that would suggest to me, as well as the fact that the company that you've already signed an MOU with is known to you, it would sort of say to me that it would be hard not to see that business take place, in which case, Ariane starts to look and behave like a completely different company. Is that a fair comment?
Well, it is, yes. Don't forget that because there's a conflict of interest here, because I'm a shareholder of the TNM, basically, albeit quite small now, I'm not allowed to vote on any business transactions from the board of Arion, anything related to TNM. So, look, I do know TNM inside out. I haven't been involved with the management of TNM since, it sort of started in 2011, 2012, whatever it was. But, I know the people. I know the people very well. I know what they have in the portfolio. I know where they're up to. Potentially, this has got a huge, upward potential. And they have an option on a mine called Noche Buena, which is, again, right next door to Goldcorp's Peñasquito. Same kind of geology, same kind of mineralization. And I must say, Doc, Notre Buena mine today is more advanced than what San Jose was, the mine, you know, the mine we just lost to Quintana, is more advanced than what San Jose was in 2007 when we first picked that up. So, all being well, you've seen what we've done with San Jose. We developed the mine, we built the mine, we explored, we had a significant resource base, all compliant, and we built the plant. The only thing which let us down at the end of the day, is the metal price.
Yeah, well, I was about to actually touch on that. So, you know, it's not like you're new to this, you're not new to the region. You've got a great experience of actually putting a mine into production, which kind of leapfrogs you ahead of a vast majority of companies that we see listed on AIM. There's heavy speculation on the metal price when it comes to gold, silver, etc., increasing, and particularly as we see, you know, further market volatility and uncertainty. That seems to be helping with a buck going into the silver price and about $100, $150 going into the gold price. So is it a case that, you know, you've had to retreat, regroup, and now you're going back on the offensive?
Well, yeah, no, that's correct in some kind of way. We are, you know, everyone is conscious of the metal prices today and what the metal prices were yesterday and what the metal prices might be tomorrow. I mean, we are going ahead now with, in our minds, developing projects which can work at much less metal prices than what we did in the past. We all assume in the past, when silver for $40 per ounce for most of 2011, it was an easy scenario, and even with mistakes and inefficiencies, you could still make money. Of course, silver isn't $40 plus at the moment, and neither is gold knocking on $2,000. I mean, in hindsight, we were kind of, a bit, lucky that, we unraveled San Jose. We lost the mine, but it wasn't going to be working at $14 silver anyway. Whichever way you look at it, it wasn't going to be working. And to be paid $750,000 by the American company, the lender, Quintana, to help them unravel what is a complex situation, really, done us a favor in the bigger picture here. Because, like us, many companies with debt all structure their debt with metal prices much higher than what they are today. And, I don't want to be saying this, I won't mention any names, but you see in the press every day, every other day, a certain company has extended debt by another 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, renegotiations, and all these renegotiations on debt inevitably will cost more money with interest. So here we are today. We don't have any debt whatsoever. We have no liabilities. It's a simple case now, which I agree is reflected in the new share price, but we can rebuild this company and learn from the previous mistakes.
Well, that's good enough for me, Jim. I guess if we can leave it at that. It's Jim Williams, CEO of Ariane, and I thank you for your candid, open discussion today, Jim.
You're welcome, Doc. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.